Have you ever just, stopped and thought about how fast things are changing, industries reshaping all around us? It really feels like innovation is just accelerating, doesn't it? Like one day something's brand new, the next it's almost old news. And well, that whole acceleration, that's exactly what we're digging into today. This deep dive, it's all about this massive, honestly, seismic shift happening in sales and marketing right now. We're looking at how AI, well, it isn't just some like add-on feature. And our thinking for this conversation, it comes from this really insightful piece on your Brand Exposed. It's called AI Isn't a Feature, It's Your New Sales and Marketing Team.
And this piece basically argues that companies still treating AI like some side project, well, they're going to get left behind, plain and simple. Right. So our mission for you today is to explore why this shift isn't just about, testing new tools. It's a much deeper challenge. It's about, as the source puts it, rebuilding lead gen and revenue engines from the inside out.
The goal here seems to be stripping away all that friction, speeding up customer acquisition like never before, and building systems that actually work without waiting on endless budget cycles or those clunky manual workflows we all know. And the analysis. It kicks off with this fantastic analogy, really powerful. Adding AI to an old sales and marketing process is like slapping new tires on a car with no engine.
That's such a great way to put it. And what's fascinating there is how it's not just like a clever phrase. It's a serious warning. It perfectly captures the bigger picture. This isn't some maybe someday far off thing we're discussing. This is happening now. The actual foundation of how sales and marketing works is changing. So if you're just trying to patch up the old systems with new tech, well, you're basically missing the entire point of this whole transformation.
Exactly. It really feels like we've crossed some kind of threshold, hasn't it? Our source hammers this point home. We are definitely not in the someday phase of AI anymore. The shift isn't on its way. It's already here.
Precisely. And we're seeing real concrete examples of this happening right now, everywhere. You've got sales reps using tools like ChatGPT to write follow-ups, but not just generic ones, hyper-personalized messages for each prospect. And marketers, they're deploying whole campaigns without even looking at a traditional content calendar, that planning grid that often slows things down. What's really compelling is how this levels the playing field. Smaller, nimbler teams can potentially outmaneuver huge organizations because they've built their workflows with AI baked in from the start, not just sprinkled on top.
And there's this anecdote in the article that just blows my mind, really puts it into perspective. A sales rep used ChatGPT to personalize 32 follow-up messages.
Yeah.
Okay, get this. In just 7 minutes, think back to the hours, literally hours, I spent trying to craft just one really good personalized message. That kind of speed is just wow.
It's almost unbelievable.
Right. And each of those 32 messages was tailored to a specific pain point for that particular prospect. That speed, that level of precision, that was just completely impossible a few years back.
It really highlights how AI just crushes the old way of doing things. Take outbound sales, for instance. The article points out you can now train an AI model to pitch like your absolute best salesperson. Think about that. It means every single person on the team, even on day one, starts with this incredibly high baseline for messaging, for engagement, that just boosts the whole team's effectiveness dramatically.
And it goes beyond just outbound, right? Into lead generation itself. We're talking about moving way past simple A/B testing.
Oh, yeah, miles beyond.
Our source describes these smart funnels. They dynamically adjust the message, the lead score, that internal rating of how ready a prospect is, and even the specific offer, all in real time. This isn't just A/B testing anymore. The article calls it adaptive conversion.
Adaptive conversion, I like
Yeah,
that.
where the funnel is constantly learning, optimizing itself as it goes, basically building and refining its own best path while it's running.
And campaign management, that gets a huge upgrade too. Forget those like traditional 8-week review cycles where you launch something, then you wait, then you analyze, then maybe you tweak it. With AI, the analysis shows how you could launch, say, 50 different versions of a campaign, test them all in just a few hours, and then push the winning versions live before your competitors have even finished polishing their pitch decks for that internal approval meeting.
Yeah, the speed advantage is just undeniable there. Okay, so AI turbocharges outbound lead gen campaigns. But for a lot of places, creating the content itself is still a huge bottleneck. How does this article say AI tackles that piece? For from like listening to sales calls all the way to creating usable assets.
Yeah, it's a total game changer for content creation too. The analysis explains how AI can actually listen in on sales calls, pull out the key insights, the pain points, the successful pitches, then it can automatically write offers based on that, build presentation decks, and repackage all that info into content assets that sales reps will actually use. It's not just automating content for the sake of it. It's about turning those raw, real-world insights directly into tools that help close deals automatically.
So we've seen the sheer power AI brings to these specific functions. But the article also pushes for something deeper, doesn't it? A real mindset shift in how we even approach AI.
Absolutely. That's where this idea of hiring AI like a team member really comes into play. The core question the article throws out there is, well, it's pretty direct. If you wouldn't hire a human sales rep just to spend all their valuable time on repetitive, mindless, grunt work tasks, then why are we still letting our highly skilled, expensive human teams do exactly that?
That is a provocative question. But okay, let's be practical. For companies already maybe stretched thin, how do they hire AI? Especially if they don't have a massive tech budget or, you know, a dedicated AI team. Does the article give any clues on tackling that hurdle?
Well, it really emphasizes that AI's primary role, at least initially, should be to eliminate all that grunt work. We're talking about moving data between systems, following rigid if-then rules, endless copying and pasting, all that stuff. When AI handles those tasks, it frees up your actual human team members. It lets them amplify their efforts where they really make a difference, having meaningful conversations, closing complex deals, coming up with creative strategies.
So it's not about replacing people.
Exactly. It's about enabling them, making them more effective.
Okay, but this isn't just a nice idea, like a wouldn't it be nice if scenario. Our source frames this whole thing with a real sense of urgency. The analysis talks about a critical window, maybe 12 months, maybe less.
Yeah, that part is pretty stark.
While many of the big established players are still just testing AI initiatives, kind of dipping their toes in, more agile companies have this window, this opportunity to ship, build, launch, and actually win market share rapidly.
And that's where the real competitive edge is right now. You can grab significant market share before those larger organizations finally manage to rebuild their org charts to go AI native. You know, before they restructure their entire company around these AI capabilities, it takes big companies time to do that. Yeah. The warning from the authors is really clear, almost blunt. AI is moving faster than all of us can fathom, but there isn't a choice. We adapt or we soon become extinct.
Wow. Extinct. Okay, so what does this mean for you listening right now? The good news, maybe the reassuring part, is you don't need to like rip everything out and start over all at once. The practical advice from the article is pretty straightforward. Start where the pain is loudest.
Exactly. It's meant to be an iterative process. The idea is build one AI-powered process first, something that genuinely saves your team time or noticeably improves conversion rates or closes some critical gap you know you have. Once that first one is working well, humming along, then you build another one and then another. This sort of incremental but very intentional approach is how real transformation in sales and marketing starts. And those wins compound over time.
It's actually fascinating to see this playing out already. We're seeing entire industries kind of stuck in strategy mode, just talking about AI.
Right, endless meetings.
Yeah. While others are actively using AI for incredibly practical tasks today, they're writing emails, qualifying leads more effectively, building brand awareness automatically, and moving buyers through the whole funnel, sometimes without a single Zoom call needing to happen.
Yeah, it's not about just contemplating it anymore. It's game time for generating actual revenue using these tools. And ultimately, the analysis circles back to this powerful truth. AI doesn't replace your team. It becomes the multiplier your team needs. It's all about amplifying that human potential, not trying to diminish it.
So if we tie this all together, connect it back to the big picture, the core takeaway from this deep dive seems really clear. Embracing AI isn't just an option anymore, or something to think about for next year's budget. For sales and marketing, it's become a strategic imperative, like right now. And that leads us right to the final really provocative thought from the article, a question for you to seriously consider as you look at your own business, your own operations. The question now isn't if you'll go AI first. It's whether you'll do it before your competitors or after they've already taken control of your market. That timing, that could be everything.